With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, welcome back. Triple Threat Sports Radio 610. Sean, Rich, and Ted with you live in Little Woodrow's in on Shepherd, just south of Washington. We're broadcasting till 6 o'clock, but we'll be here well after 6 o'clock. Our listener party is here tonight. People are already starting to kind of file in. So we'd love to have you come out and celebrate what is going to be a great night, because we hit our goal of $40,000 for Star of Hope before we got to John McClain's auction of this former Houston Oiler, including not just Hall of Famers, but the former ball boy of the Oilers.
Right.
Who went on to some critical acclaim as a coach in the National Football League.
Yes, he did. Won a Super Bowl. Now he's scouting for the Broncos, waiting for his next ball boy job.
That's it.
Right.
I remember when Gary was, when he was a ball boy, and Bum Phillips used to point out how he could throw better than Gifford, the backup quarterback.
Did he point it out to Gifford?
Of course. Everybody pointed out that stuff to Gifford.
John, man, how's Coops doing? I mean, his health is fine.
He's doing great. He's scouting for the Broncos.
Enjoying that?
Yep. He's enjoying it. From what I understand, he's doing a little traveling.
Yep.
His son was promoted to the quarterback's coach there.
Yeah, all the shakeup there wound up pretty good for his son, no question. So the bid for that dinner is at
$20,000. $20,000 for the Oiler dinner to Houstonian Steve Fronter House. The GM throws a hell of a party.
Does
Triple Threat will be there. I have let's see, Dan Pastorini, Bruce Matthews, Ray Childress, Ken Houston, Elvin Bethea, Curly Culp, Gary Kubiak, and then whoever gets that bid, I'm going to have them tell me who they want the last two to be, and I'll try to get them.
So two at-large bids to be determined by the auction winner.
Just thinking, yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
We're going to do it sometime. Don't have a date. It'll be sometime we can all get together after the Super Bowl at the Houstonian. And it's for Star of Hope, one of our great organizations. They take care of battered women, Hurricane Harvey victims. They have been one of our best organizations for years. And holy smoke.
What?
Uh-oh, John's looking at his phone.
Well, I don't know if I may keep this for myself. Actually, this is unbelievable.
What's
Steve
that?
Steve Fronter House, the general manager of the Houstonian.
Is he listening?
Yeah, he's listening.
Hi,
and
Steve.
He's added
What's
something.
Up,
Steve has added something. Neil Cox, the chef. Neil always tries to make what I like. And Neil, I got to give Neil a shout out. Okay. I'm not saying I'm going to make this part of the bid, even though Steve has offered it, because I may want it.
Okay.
The winner will stay in the presidential suite the night of the dinner.
Oh man. Oh.
The presidential suite at the Houstonian. My goodness.
Can I just tell you, Steve?
Thank you.
Yeah, you've stayed there.
He let Amy and I stay in the presidential
did
suite.
Did you really?
Yes.
I've never stayed in the presidential suite.
He's got pictures.
He's
really
never
cool.
offered me a
John,
stay in the presidential
suite. Your time will
suite.
Come. This is about charity.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Is it amazing?
Yes.
Is there room for all four of us?
John, there's room for all the Oilers
it's
and
huge.
Everybody. John, it's gigantic.
Wow.
So we'll put that out there. The
Way
winner,
to go, Steve.
The winning bid, whether it's Joe at 20 or somebody else steps up, they will spend the night in the presidential suite at the Houstonian.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
What it's a great hotel. It's a great resort.
Unbelievable
it's
just, deal.
It's crazy.
Beautiful
nice.
Spa, gym, pools. I mean, it's an incredible place.
Yep. All right.
And one more thing right quick.
Go
I'm
ahead,
not going to say what this is yet.
Okay.
I'm going to wait till we get near the end. If anybody else is thinking of bidding,
I love
my
this.
Buddy Gary Horn from hornsolutions.net.
Uh-huh.
Gary has kicked in just like Steve added the presidential suite. Gary has kicked in something that we all believe will be very special, and so will anybody that bids on this. And I'll tell you what it is as we get closer to taking our final bid.
One big tease.
It's going to be one of the most talked about things over the next couple months.
I told these guys last night, John, this might be my favorite show of the year because this is the day that you work your auction magic.
I know. He should just wear a Santa Claus outfit and get it over
with. It's so awesome. It's not the holidays if John McClain is not working his auction magic on these airwaves. And
That's it. That's it. All right. So, John, we have a couple minutes left in this segment.
You didn't tell me you were in a presidential suite.
He's obsessing with that.
I didn't know if I should say it, but I wanted to add.
I was surprised you went there, Sean, a little bit.
Glad Amy got to stay in it.
It's great. He showed me pictures. It looks amazing.
And if you don't have $20,000, you can text URHOPE to 41444 and donate any denomination of cash you'd like to help out Star of Hope. You can text the letters UR HOPE to 41444 or log on at sportsradio610.com. Click on the Hope for the Holidays banner and donate.
It is a great cause. Battered women, Harvey victims. Check out Star of Hope.
Yep, check it out. All right, John, a couple minutes in the segment here. What do you think about Roger Goodell's new deal?
Most of it's in bonuses, like when they do the next CBA. If they don't miss games, he'll get a monster bonus. They haven't missed games since the strike of 87. Also, the new TV deal, depending on what it is, he gets a bonus of that. I don't have a problem with that at all. People say he's getting $200 million. No, he's not getting $200 million. He could if they hit every bonus.
Yeah. Is there any concern over that with not just the CBA, but the next TV deal with all, just the cord cutting and ESPN?
People
and
worry
stuff.
About it all the time, that they say, oh, they're never going to get that much. They always get more.
Yeah.
And remember, streaming, Amazon and all
bidders.
That. Amazon is so big, they can do anything they want.
Yeah. I guess the question is, how much do they want to be in the sports, live sports
the
realm?
The TV money will go up. It always goes up, despite voices of doom.
Yeah. The commissioner, too, what these owners like is how he's handled the last CBA negotiations in 2011. They want some continuity there when it's up in 2021. Because
Ted, that's his last act, really. Even though the contract extends for 3 years after that, that's going to kind of be his legacy as the next labor agreement.
Yeah, he's undefeated.
No, he's. he's pretty much wiped the floor with the players.
And remember, the hatred of Goodell started when he started disciplining players, which Paul Tagliabue wouldn't do unless they were convicted in court. And Goodell said, "This is ridiculous. We got these players doing this stuff, and then they may buy off the victims, whatever. They don't have enough evidence. We're going to start our own investigation." And most of the players never have an issue.
Yeah.
Most of the owners never have an issue.
Yep. But the squeaky wheel gets the grease. And those small percentage of players that have come under the conduct policy and caused this furor have brought a lot of negative publicity to the league. And that's what I'm wondering about. If that policy, that way of doing things, if the owners think maybe that needs to be tweaked.
I don't think it will. They told the players last time, you can hold out till kingdom come, but you're not taking away the commissioner's power. And TV ratings to me are down because there's so much bad football because of injuries, bad quarterbacking. Like this game Sunday, it'd be a lot more interesting if Watson was playing. TV ratings on Christmas would be more interesting. That's what they need to do. Increase the roster, let you bring back more people from injured reserve, and have a developmental league to develop quarterbacks and offensive linemen, specifically tackles.
Problems, go, John, go.
Problems solved. Make John McClain the commissioner of the NFL.
I'd do it for half that.
All right. Coming up next, we will rapid fire through some of these college head coaching hires. I want John McClain to rate some of these hires. We will do that next. We are live in Little Woodrow's on Shepherd, just south of Washington, and we will be here through the top of the hour for a few hours after that for our holiday listener party. So stop by and say hello. You're listening to the Triple Threat. We have about 14 minutes left in the auction for the dinner with numerous former Oilers, Hall of Famers, Oilers stars, one former Oiler ball boy who went on to become a head coach of the Houston Texans.
Picked up a little jewelry along the way.
He did, Super Bowl winning coach with the Denver Broncos. That's going to be at the Houstonian at a date to be determined with all of those players. John McClain, the three of us here on the Triple Threat.
We're going to have so much fun, and it's tax deductible. Top bid I have is from Joe for
$20,000. $20,000 is where we're at. right now. So $20,000. If you can beat that, you've got 13 minutes to do it. 713-572-4610 is the number to get that job done. So, John, a few of these, we won't go through all of them, but a few of the more prominent head coaching hires, maybe give your rating on them and your general thoughts on some of these hires. I'll go in alphabetical order. Arizona State hiring Herm Edwards.
Somebody said he'll win the press conference and nothing else. I think about Lovie Smith and how Lovie bombed out at Illinois.
Yeah.
And I think the same thing will happen to Herm. The AD there, Ray Anderson, was his agent. Ray left the agent business, went to the NFL office. I don't know how he ended up being the AD, but I thought it was shocking. That's another one I had hoped Kevin Sumlin would have a shot at.
Yeah, I think a lot of people thought he would be in line for that Arizona State job.
I'm not sure what I'm more shocked by, him taking that job or the way ESPN is fawning over him as he goes out the door.
It's amazing. I'm like, it's enough already with the Herm Edwards.
No doubt.
They don't have to lay off anybody.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, the way it's been going this holiday season, they're probably excited about that. The dual hire at Arkansas, John, of Hunter Yurecek at AD and then Chad Morris as the head coach.
I'm sure everybody's mad at U of H. They always get mad when they lose a coach or a AD. But the fact is, if they're good enough to be hired for somebody else, it usually means they did a really good job for you.
Yeah.
And Hunter was there 3 years. I thought he did a terrific job. Tillman Fertitta will find another one.
No doubt.
And so I think people should wish him well. I feel bad for SMU, but they knew Chad Morris wasn't going to stay there. He wanted the A&M job.
Sure.
And so Hunter reached out to him. I think it's great for Chad Morris. Now SMU will have to find the next Chad Morris.
Yeah. Still has to be tough for anyone that remembers SMU and U of H and is an alum in the Southwest Conference.
Of course.
They used to be in the club, and now they're a stepping stone to the club.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what the death penalty will do to you.
That and realignment.
Yeah. John, your thoughts on Willie Taggart, not so much as the Florida State head coach, but a guy who goes to a school for 1 year like he did at Oregon and then leaves to go to another job.
I read that he's only finished one of his jobs because he's left before the bowl game and all the others.
Yeah.
And Oregon is a really good job. Assistant coach Cristobal, who got it, that's good for him. They could have found a head coach, I believe, if they'd have wanted one. I don't know. I can't remember where Tennessee falls, but this time last week when I was in Nashville and over a two-day period, I was hanging with some friends who were Titans season ticket holders. All they want to talk about was the University of Tennessee and what a laughing stock they were by letting Phil Fulmer backstab the AD, John Curry, and how they've made massive changes. But based on what everybody says, and I do a weekly show in Knoxville, they seem to be very satisfied, considering how bad it was, tumultuous, to be able to get the Alabama defensive coordinator.
Yeah. And, John, with Fulmer and Pruitt in place, what is Peyton Manning going to do with the rest of his life?
Peyton wants to run an NFL team. He doesn't want to run a college program. He wants to run an NFL team where he has total control. The Browns, I think they're going to be in trouble on the Rooney Rule. They interviewed a couple of guys.
Right.
It sounds like a sham. They hired John Dorsey, who's been out of work since the Chiefs fired him. I tweeted yesterday, I thought they should hire Peyton, give him a contract, let him have total control, and clean house. They're making him keep Hugh Jackson. They're making him keep Paul DePodesta. And he's agreed to it because he wants to be a GM. It's a great time to go there because they only have one way to go.
Yeah.
They have $100 million in cap room. They have two high number one picks, including the Texans. They have three number two picks. You wouldn't want to go next year. You want to go now. And if Dorsey, though, in a year from now, he's going to be firing Hugh Jackson and Paul DePodesta. So Jimmy Haslam, the owner, what do the University of Tennessee and the Browns have in common?
Haslam.
Yeah.
Right. And, John, I read Mary Kay Cabot wrote that DePodesta reports directly to Haslam, that the new GM will not have the authority to fire DePodesta.
Which is ridiculous. They bring in a baseball guy. I don't have a problem bringing in a baseball analytics guy. But him being able to go over your head to the owner. I've been told John Gruden's going to come back. And the two choices are Tampa or Oakland. And that all he wants is to be able to talk straight to the owner and not have to deal with a general manager.
Yeah.
I don't know if he can get it. I could see Mark Davis doing that if they bomb out. with Del Rio, even though he signed Del Rio a huge extension after their 12-4 season.
That wearing two hats is a tough act to pull off. Belichick effectively does it in New England. These days, who am I missing? Is there anybody else that does both?
Kind of Sean Payton and Pete Carroll, although Pete Carroll, John Schneider's the boss.
Yeah.
They get along great. I believe Sean Payton has control of personnel as well.
So Mickey Loomis is a puppet?
Mickey does cap stuff.
Okay.
He oversees personnel, but Payton gets who he wants and doesn't want.
As long as we're on this topic, John, back to the Texans, what should the expectation be for the Texans with respect to O'Brien over the next handful of weeks and months?
I think if Bob McNair fired him, it'd be ridiculous. I tell people, all these people want somebody's head to roll. Why would you fire a guy who's had to suffer all those injuries? Wasn't his fault Cushing was suspended or Dwayne Brown held out? And so I want to see what Bill can do coaching Watson all year. O'Brien's critics say, well, Watson makes anybody look good. He says he's not running around playing backyard football. He's playing called plays to Hopkins and Fuller. And O'Brien, in the six starts, he averaged 34 points a game in the last five, 39. Why wouldn't you want to see what they could do together for a whole season?
You know, John, the Texans' offense, believe it or not, they rank eighth in the NFL.
Still?
Still. That's all from Deshaun Watson. So you got a glimpse of what he can do with Deshaun Watson.
I don't understand, bring in who? Well, you go get the Rams did it.
Right.
Yeah, well, who else has done it? I just think it'd be ridiculous. Bob McNair is patient. He's smart. He understands about all those injuries.
Yeah.
And I think there's no way Bill didn't come back. They need to give him an extension so he had to be a lame duck coach. And who cares if he gives him 1 year, 2 years? It's McNair's money if he wants to fire him in a year.
John, does he need someone either to help him with some game management decisions or an OC so he doesn't have that on his plate?
I believe, first of all, I've never heard a coach get – Meltzer brought this up. Have you ever heard a coach get hired or fired and they go, man, he's a really good game manager on the clock? Or we're firing him because his clock management wasn't any good. No, I've never heard
I'm not
that
saying it's a firewall offense,
years.
But it's an area that needs improvement.
Yes,
but
all coaches have problems with clock management. I've never seen one that doesn't. I think he's grooming Sean Ryan. First year, George Godsey was here. He coached quarterbacks. Next year, he was coordinator calling plays. Sean Ryan coaching quarterbacks. That's what Bill did at New England. And once he proved himself, and made Belichick have confidence in him to get him play call. And I believe, I haven't been told this, but I can see Sean Ryan calling plays next year.
Interesting.
Yeah. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.